Texas, if a bar sells you a mixed drink, it has to give 14% of what you pay back to the state, and that doesn't show up on your receipt. If the bar only sells beer and wine, it doesn't pay that tax. In that case, the customer pays a sales tax of 8.25%, and that does show up on the receipt. Tomorrow, on January 1st, a new law goes into effect, which changes that. Richie Jackson is CEO of the Texas Restaurant Association.
The legislature restructured the mixed beverage tax to make it more transparent and to give more level playing field between those who have a full bar selling mixed beverages and those who only sell beer and wine.
Starting January 1st, the hidden tax on that mixed drink is cut in half. It drops from 14% to just under 7%. And on top of that, the consumer will pay the same sales tax already being charged on beer and wine sales. Michael Klein of the Texas Bar and Nightclub Alliance says the tax will make prices uneven and complicate transactions.
Well, everyone has their prices set already based on what the market can tolerate. You know, you can't just raise your prices by a dollar just so you can pass this on to the consumer.
Klein also fears in the future, lawmakers facing state budget shortfalls will raise the mixed drink tax again, pushing it back up towards 14%. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.